The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You've tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win. All right!
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
Hebrews 13:3. I said Hebrews 13:3. Do you know what that means? Do you know the scripture? It says this: continue to remember those in prison as if you were together with them, and those who are mistreated as if you were suffering with them. You listen to the Mark Harrington Show. You can go to our website at createdequal.org. Click on the radio icon, and we are podcast on Podbean, iTunes, and over the air here on WRFD every Saturday at 1:30. Today we're talking about those in prison. We're talking about religious freedom, religious liberty, conscious rights, all of those things today on the program. And my guest, my good friend, Coach Dave Dobemeyer, and Coach is the president of Pass the Salt Ministries, not a stranger here to the WRFD airwaves or the Mark Harrington Show. Coach, thanks for being on the program today.
Thanks, Mark. And I guess the great question we need to ask ourselves is, what do we do in America when the law breakers become the lawmakers? That's really where we are, aren't we?
Well, you know, much of the church would say, well, Coach, it's Romans 13. Yeah. You've got to follow what the scripture says, that to obey the governing authorities.
Well, that's just a skirt they hide behind, Mark. That doesn't even make sense, right?
No,
it doesn't. That doesn't even make sense. And so we're in the mess that we're in America because, for the most part, we have followed ungodly leadership. Isn't what the Nuremberg trials were all about, right?
That,
as they said in Cool Hand Luke, just doing my job, Luke. And Luke said, calling it your job, don't make it right. That's really what we're talking about, Mark.
That's right.
And the whole doctrine of the lesser magistrates and everything that's going on in America. Jesus Christ is above the government.
That's
we
right.
obey God.
That's
not
right.
man.
Not
when
man.
Those two
not
come
not
in conflict.
Man. Not man.
When somebody tells you that you have to kill an unborn baby, God says, don't kill an unborn baby. Mark, who do you... You can't
you
say
obey
to God,
God.
You can't say, hey, God, that's legal.
That's right.
God, haven't you been following what's going on down
right.
here? The
Let
Supreme
me fill
Court
you in.
Says it's okay here.
Right.
And Romans 13 tells me, God, that I have to obey them. Even though you said, oh, that you hate hands that shed innocent blood, you said you hate that, but these guys say it's okay. And Lord, I'm confused here. I got to follow the government. It's foolishness, Mark.
So let's talk about that. We've got a couple of cases. I want to talk about the Kent Hovind case real quick. Hasn't got a lot of press, you know, duh, unfortunately. Christians are ignoring this situation with Kent Hovind. If you don't know who he is, Dr. Dino. My kids were brought up on Dr. Dino.
Been in this radio, stood this very studio with me about 8 years ago.
And now he's been in prison for 8 years. 8 years for structuring. give us what's going on here? I mean, this is crazy.
Now,
we talk about people, you know, Pastor Seed in Iran being imprisoned, you know, a religious, you know, over in Iran, and we're trying to get him out. We've got Christians in prison in America.
People don't want to believe it, see?
No.
What I'm going to say here, everyone listening to this show is going to say, well, there's got to be more to it than that.
Yeah.
There's got to be more to it than that. Kent Hovind's not a tax protester, Mark. That's what they've painted him as.
Tax cheat.
They throw the mud up against the wall. Whatever
right.
sticks, it sticks. And
mm-hmm.
pastors and Christians all across America think Kent Hovind's a tax cheat, tax protester. Use whatever word you want to, right?
Right.
Well, if that's true, why is he not in jail for
tax evasion?
Yeah. Why is he not in there
He's
for that?
He's not.
He's in for structuring. What's structuring?
I don't know.
I'll give you a real quick answer on it. Structuring was a law that was passed back in the 1970s to control laundering money by drug dealers. And it was a law that said that if you put in more than $10,000 in cash or took out more than $10,000 in
cash.
At
a time.
At a time.
Yeah.
You had to report it to the IRS because they wanted to keep track of this drug money. Well, Ken Hovind, this goes clear back to 2003. This is like forever ago. He was taking out cash. He'd take out $9,500 a week to pay his ministry people
in cash.
$9,500. They stay under the $10,000 limit so they didn't have to report it to the IRS. Why? Because what his accountant said you ought to do. It's what the teller at the bank said you ought to do. Just take out $9,500, right? He didn't take it home and stuff it in his mattress. He didn't hide it in a pillow or dig a hole in the ground. He paid ministry bills. Well, when they couldn't get him for tax evasion and all that other thing, Mark, they came and arrested him for structuring, meaning what? He took out these sums of his church's money, not his money, the church's money, in such a way to hide it from the IRS.
Ooh.
So they arrest him, charge him. Nobody can believe that he's going to get convicted. He doesn't even testify in his own trial. The case was not made. They find him guilty. They put him in jail for 101 months. Now, wait a minute, Mark. Then they say, all that money, that $9,500 that you took out every 2 weeks, that's our money. The government says that's our money because you did it by structuring and you're not allowed to do it by structuring. So they come to Ken Hovind and say, hey, you owe us $428,000 now.
Oh, my gosh.
And he says, well, I don't have that. We paid our bills with it.
Yeah, it's gone.
So that's too bad. Then we'll take your property.
That's what they did.
101 months in jail for this. Hey, Mark, we'll say this.
Eight years, right?
Let's say this really slowly. He's not a tax protester. He is not in jail for anything to do with taxes. Why is this so hard for people to understand? So now they're trying to try him. He just had a trial about 3-4 weeks ago for, you ready for this? Mail fraud from jail. Mail fraud from jail. He wrote a letter called a lis pendens, a legal document, had it inserted into the his properties were seized, right?
Yeah.
He's trying to save the ministry's properties. Right. Folks, this isn't Kent Hovind's personal stuff. It's like them coming down and trying to take Grace Brethren Church. He's fighting to save the properties. He sends us letters called a lis pendens saying, putting into the file, these properties are still under dispute. Be careful, buyer beware. If you buy this, there may be some, there may not be a clear title here, right?
Exactly.
Legal document, perfectly legal. Had he hand carried it, it would have been no crime. But because he did it through the mail, you go figure, they've charged him with mail fraud, conspiracy to commit mail fraud. Mark, he faces 60 years in jail more for mailing a letter. That is the truth of the gospel. Go to freekenthovind.com. All the information you need to know is right there. Freekenthovind.com.
And he's got another court date, a retrial on May 18, right?
Yeah, they're going to turn him around within 6 weeks and try him again on this same. Folks, listen. This guy's a political prisoner. If we can't see that and understand that it's not about Ken Hovind, you ready, Mark? It's about that 501c3. And let me tell you, they're coming after more 501c3s.
Well, look at what the IRS did with the Tea Party groups and all of that. Now they're hiding, the emails are lost, and what's her name, Lois Lerner's not being prosecuted. I mean,
but Mark, it's even deeper than that, see. They're scaring as many people as they can because they don't want any pastors showing up at the Gettysburg of Gay Marriage in Montgomery, Alabama, in
let's
July.
Let's talk about that.
They connect. People have to understand this all connects.
Let's do that. So what can the listener do with Kent Hovind? I mean, go to the website.
They can donate there. Free Kent Hovind. They could write him a letter. Yeah. How about that? He answers every letter. He's been in jail 101 months. Mark, he's led over 700
I read that. 700 young individual inmates to Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And you know what I hear? I hate to say this. I hear Christians and pastors say, well, he brought it on himself. He brought it on himself. Or I heard another guy say, well, the Lord just gave him a prison ministry. Well, why doesn't that brother go get himself in jail and reap all those souls that are in there, right? I mean, the things that we hear people say.
It's unbelievable.
So we were down there. We were down on the ground.
It's not funny. I shouldn't be laughing.
It is not funny. No. This guy has not held his wife in 101 months.
Unbelievable.
He has grandchildren who have never sat on his lap.
And anybody that's watched his DVDs, I mean, my kids were brought up on the way he taught.
He
creation.
Slices up those guys, doesn't he, Mark?
No, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, and he's still doing it. He still does it. All of his videos are on the internet free. You can go there and you can download a YouTube video. He doesn't ask any money for it.
Yeah, but Al Sharpton, he's out. He's not in jail.
No, he's
got $5 million of taxes that he hasn't paid.
He goes to the White House, in fact, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this Gettysburg of gay marriage. I mean, fill the listeners in what's going on in Montgomery, Alabama. Alabama, U.S. Supreme Court gay marriage ruling coming here at the end of the beginning of the summer. What's happening?
Well, the Lord said, "He who has eyes to see, let him see." Or, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Mark, I can't believe that Christians cannot see what a miraculous thing God has done down in Montgomery, Alabama. Mm-hmm. Judge Roy Moore, how many years ago was that?
Eight years ago?
He was thrown out of that office for putting the Ten Commandments in that building. And here we are. He's back in that position again. God supernaturally put him back in that position.
For such a time as this.
Yeah. Now, Judge Roy Moore, and by the way, the entire Supreme Court of Alabama voted 7-1 to defy the federal court.
Right.
That law of gay marriage, that court ruling in gay marriage, does
not
apply.
It's not really defiance, though. I mean, it's just following the law, right?
He said, listen, man, the 81% of the people of Alabama said no, and the federal court has no business coming in here telling the citizens of Alabama what they have to say.
Well, because, you know, states' rights there.
It's not a federal issue.
No.
It's not a federal
issue.
It
isn't. Never was.
So what are they saying about Judge Roy Moore again? Lawbreaker, right? Mark, He's the only lawkeeper that there is. He's obeying the Constitution. He's obeying the will of the people. He is interposing, standing, putting himself between the federal government and the people of Alabama. Right. He is not a lawbreaker. He is a law enforcer.
Let's talk about that, the doctrine of interposition. My coach, my guest is Coach Dave Dobemeyer. You can go to ptsalt.com and check it out, ptsalt.com. Coach Dave here on the air. The doctrine of interposition, making a comeback. I mean, it's something that we understood if we were in civics class, back when they actually taught civics in public schools. Explain that. What is it?
Very simple. It goes back even to the abortion days, Mark. Mm-hmm. The idea of interposition was this. They're killing babies inside that abortion clinic, so therefore we're going to interpose.
Stand between.
We're going to block the door.
Right.
We're not going.
Stand in the gap.
That is a godly position to hold.
Between the oppressor and the oppressed.
That's right.
It's as simple as that.
If somebody comes to try to rape your daughter, I hope you're a godly man and you will interpose
and stand
between that guy and the innocent. That's a doctrine of the lesser magistrate.
Yeah, absolutely. And Judge Roy Moore is doing is he is a lesser magistrate than the federal, but he is standing between the federal government and the state of Alabama, the people of Alabama. He's just...
Mark,
historically,
Jesus was a lesser magistrate.
He was the interposer.
His daddy said...
Stand in the middle.
His daddy said, those guys are damned. They are all damned unless somebody pays the price. He said, Lord, I'll go do it. He interposed against the law of God, right?
Right, that's right.
And they're sentenced to hell, and he went and he stood between them. Says, no, take me, not them. That is the doctrine of interposition. That is the Christian
doctrine.
It's
not difficult to understand, is it? And we've got to understand this, folks. We are in a day that we've got to stand between the oppressor and the oppressed, between the federal government and the people of America.
Come on, brother.
You're listening to your radio activist here on the Mark Harrington Show. Coach Dave Dobemeyer is my guest. You can go to ptsalt.com and join up with the Gettysburg of Gay Marriage, which is coming down the pike here early summer. We're going to be talking about that on the other side with Coach Dave. We'll be right back.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Scott Klusendorf of Life Training Institute.
Created Equal is about changing this culture, and that's what we have to do if we are going to win this fight. And Mark and Seth and the others on the team of Created Equal are doing just that. And I am happy to endorse their work. Glad to call them fellow companions in this fight for the life of the unborn, and I certainly hope you will support and work with them as they work on reforming this culture so that it has an appreciation for human life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
My guest is Coach Dave Dobemeyer here on the Mark Harrington Show, your voice of resistance on WRFD. Go to createdequal.org. You can check us out on iTunes, Podbeam, over the air here, 1:30 every Saturday. We're talking about the Gettysburg of gay marriage.
That's a good
it's
line,
coming.
Isn't it?
That's it is good. It's coming.
It's the Gettysburg of Western civilization.
It is. It is. The 25th of April, the Supreme Court's going to hear the case on gay marriage. Everybody's predicting they're going to rule in favor of gay marriage, which makes it legal, supposedly, across the country in all 50 states. Montgomery, Alabama will be the centerpiece of this. What's going on? What happens if that happens, Coach? And, I pray it doesn't, actually. I hope that the court shows some restraint and gives it back to the state so we still got a chance here, but...
Well, the good news is, so far, even though Judge Roy Moore was the first one that made the stand, and they called him all kinds of names as they did before, the Alabama Supreme Court, 7-1, agreed with him that gay marriage is not going to be legal in Alabama.
In Alabama, right.
So now we're faced with a dilemma, Mark. Do we allow tyrannical government to tell the people what they will and will not follow? We see it happening everywhere, right?
It's everywhere.
I mean, they just wrote a law in Indiana that was perfectly made sense law, right? Protects everybody.
It was just a reaffirmation of the First Amendment. Like, we needed to do that, unfortunately.
But they did it, and that wasn't good enough for them.
No.
So Judge Moore and those guys down there, Elena Kagan and Ruth Bader Ginsburg have already themselves performed
should
gay
be
marriages.
Recused.
They shouldn't even be able to...
Recuse.
They shouldn't be able to be part of it. But they're probably going to be a part of it. So what's going to happen at that point is, what are the citizens of Alabama going to do? Are they just going to capitulate to, again, the federal government telling the individual, the government of the people, by the people, for the people, a judge telling the people, we don't care about your election, that doesn't apply. They're going to let that stand, or are they going to push back? In my experience when we were down there before, Mark, when they took the Ten Commandments out of the... We could have won that battle. Even that time, we could have won it.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have much staying power.
No.
So I'm actively working now to put together a team. And I hate to speak the... No, I don't hate to speak the truth. I speak the truth, and I'm sorry if it hurts somebody. There's been no leadership from our pastors on any of this stuff. And I really struggled with it. Who am I? I'm just a coach. But I'm compiling a list of names. I'm trying to build an army, Mark, of Air Force, infantry, and special troops. Now, special ops. Now, what do I mean by that? Think about shock and awe back in the George Bush first, right?
Invasion of Iraq.
Right, then we pounded them from the air, softened them up. But eventually, we had to have ground troops. Prayer is the Air Force, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
I want to put a team together where people are going to pray. Something happens. Let's say something happens here in Columbus, Ohio, that requires a response from the Christian community. We send out an email to all these names that we have. Those who are the prayer warriors, the Air Force begins right away praying. We get those who are the infantry, begin writing letters and making phone calls. And the special ops, the boots on the ground, show up to that location. That's how the enemy fights, and they've been very, very successful at it. And we have not been organized to the point to be able to do that. So that's what I'm trying to put together for Ken Hovind, for Judge Roy Moore, and for whatever else lays down the road.
So this May 18 date, you're gonna put something together for that?
Yes,
and
sir.
Then this decision on the Roe v. Wade. It is the Roe v. Wade, gay marriage, isn't it?
Yes.
That is going to be probably in the
July.
End of June, July. And you guys are going to be down there
already. We're going to be down there already, yeah. And we're raising up another team. But Mark, we... We don't understand how serious this is, do we?
No.
We do not understand. The bedrock, the building block of all of Western civilization is the marriage, is the family. The word matrimony, we used to call it holy matrimony, didn't we?
Yeah.
I'm a wordsmith. That means something. What's matrimony? Matre means mother. Yeah. Mother. Moni means to make. So when a person got married, it was God saying, okay, you can be a mother now. Isn't that something?
It is. What do you say to people who say, listen, it doesn't affect me? But Christians say, you know what? Gay marriage, what's it matter? It's not going to affect me.
Smoking marijuana. Legalizing marijuana doesn't affect you, does it, Mark? People getting drunk and driving, that doesn't affect you.
Killing babies doesn't affect
sin, me. That's right. every form of sin has collateral damage. Sadly, you can't always see it,
right?
But that damage is certainly there. And in a time when the institution of marriage is crumbling anyway, family crumbling anyway, to think that we can now redefine it and call it whatever, what it clearly isn't, we have lost our stinking minds.
My guest is Dave Dobemeyer. Go to ptsalt.com. Check him out. Coach Dave is on the air with us, trying to put together a team, the Gettysburg of Gay Marriage, coming up here at Decision in the this summer. Coach, why does America matter?
Well,
I mean, a lot of people say, you know, who cares about America? America's just a country. It's, you know, with borders. Yeah, we had a cool founding. Our founders were Christians, so to speak. But, you know, God doesn't care about nations, and he doesn't care about America. How do you answer that?
Mark, it goes back to the days when I used to...
Because this is about America, too.
It is about... It's about the gospel, brother. Right. When I used to be on the radio, I would get calls, and people would say, Coach, why do you worry about that?
Right.
Just preach the gospel. Just get souls saved. Don't worry about the government. Mark, I like to use this illustration. If we would make pornography illegal again... Can you imagine that there might be some little girl somewhere here in the Columbus, Ohio area that doesn't get molested at night because her dad comes and jump? It's all gospel related.
Absolutely.
Jesus said we're the salt of the earth, right? Earnestly contend for the faith.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've done is we've withdrawn, hidden inside our stained glass fortresses, let the devil's kids make all the rules, and somehow think the gospel's going to thrive.
I think what people are concerned with is conflating the gospel with Americanism and nationalism.
Yeah.
But think about it. America was the launch pad of the gospel
to
the world.
Man. And still is, really.
Still is, in many ways. Missionaries sent historically through. If the lights go out here, Coach, now God will raise it up somewhere else, but it isn't good. Not good.
Mark, why do all the God haters, and I include the Muslims in there, I include the Sodomites, I include the abortion, why do all the God haters all hate Christianity? Has everybody really sat down and thought about that? Flip Benham, our mutual friend, said something to me I'll never forget.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Coach, the name of Jesus
unites
his enemies and divides his friends. There's such division in the body of Christ.
There is.
We can't figure whether it's okay to marry two men or not marry two men.
Bake a cake,
who are
not
you to
bake
judge?
A cake.
Right? Well, what does God say? What does God say about it? A man shall leave his mother and a woman leave her home. Why don't we have his position on it? Because the world has become the salt of the church. We've got it just backwards. I don't care what the sin is, you'll find some church that will endorse it.
We got about 2 minutes, Coach. Let's talk about what you're trying to do, put boots on the ground and put a team together in your first event, if you will, or what you're trying to do here in the coming months.
Just go to our website, ptsalt.com.
Okay.
And right there it just says sign up for the team.
Okay.
Just send us your email.
Right.
So that when an issue breaks out, even here in Worthington or Grove City, where some Christian thing is under attack.
Or in Bexley, where you saw
where it is right
day.
Now, yeah. Where it's going on.
Right.
We can shoot out an email, say, hey, Air Force, prayer team, get praying.
Mm-hmm.
Infantry, start making phone calls. Special ops guys, let's go to Bexley.
Get on the road.
Let's get on the road. So we've got all three, just like an army.
Because that's the other side does.
That's what the enemy
does. We should
have
been doing this for 50 years.
They have 3%, Mark, maybe 3%.
But they mobilize in a moment.
They're controlling multinational organizations, Mark.
And companies.
How about this? They are getting Christians to change their biblical position. It is
unbelievable.
The Bible has been for 2,000 years, and all of a sudden, 3% of the population is changing.
Well,
what the Bible
Bible's
says.
Obscenity now. It's hate
it
speech. You know anything? It's being banned from the public square. My guest is Coach Dave Dobemeyer, ptsalt.com.
Send me an email.
May 18, right, Coach? You're heading down to Pensacola,
yeah,
Florida,
but we're
right?
We're fighting already, brother. We're getting ready now. Listen,
This is Ken Hovind.
I'm a football coach, if I know I got a game on May 18th, I don't start practicing on May 16th. You start practicing months ahead of time. We're putting a team together now to play our first game May 18th.
And then we've got Judge Roy Moore's situation here. Fill us in on that with the last 30 seconds, Coach.
Well, same thing, boots on the ground. But, Mark, it's not even about just that.
No.
What's the next one? What's the next Bexley? What's the next Indianapolis? What? If we let this go down, they're going to get a lawnmower and mow down all of those
churches. I want to know if the pastors will refuse to perform gay marriages, because you know that's where they're headed. It's going to happen within weeks, months, maybe a year.
They'll do to them what they did to Ken Hovind. See, they can't make that connection. It'll never happen. happen here. No, I'm not marrying homosexuals. We'll find out.
My guest has been Coach Dave Dobemeyer, past the salts of the ministry. We thank God for Coach and all those who are fighting a good fight. The dragon slayers, the sheepdogs out there protecting the sheep, the interposers that'll stand between the victim and the victimizers, that'll take the hit for the team. He's putting together a team, and we want to be part of it here on the Mark Harrington Show. We'll see you next time. God bless you. God bless America. And remember America to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington,
your radio activist,
sponsored by Created Equal.
For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net.
createdequal.net.
Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders
in the culture war.